All right, everyone, we'll get started here with Tori. Open it up for Q&A. Go ahead and raise your hands if you have any questions. Start off with Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Tori, what did you see out of Zach Gallen today?
Yeah, I just thought he was missing off the edges of the plate. I know there was at least three walks. It's not very typical of him over the that type of four inning outing. And you know, he just drove up his pitch count, made some mistakes that he paid for, made some mistakes that led to extra base runners. I know he's going to chalk this up to experience and gaining experience and moving forward and get ready for his next outing. But these types of outings happen every once in a while. I think he was just a little off with his delivery and talking to Matt Hergis post outing. But those are things I know he'll tighten up for his next outing.
Tori, it seems like we've seen maybe this kind of version of Zach a little more often this year than in the past. How much do you chalk that up to just sort of all the starts and stops to his season?
Yeah, a lot. He seems like just when he gets into a rhythm, he's taking a step back with some sort of odd injury, unpredictable injury. And, once it's like anything in life, once you get rolling, you get into a rhythm and things start moving in a positive direction, you want to keep that momentum and that feeling. Unfortunately, that's been interrupted. And I think it's been a little bit of a bumpy road for him. So we've seen some very, very good outings. We know what he's capable of doing. I think the best part about him is he learns from days like today and he keeps moving forward. So once he gets into that rhythm, he's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And staying healthy right now is the most important thing. Look, I had some tough decisions. I could have taken him out of the game after 66 pitches with a little bit of traffic out there on the base paths. But, I made a decision to continue driving up his pitch count and get him into that 80 pitch range so we can continue to – or so we can start to allow him to work deeper in the game. So, biting the bullet today will help us tomorrow. And I know Zach will get better in these next 4 days.
Zach McKinnon.
Tori, not to make too many excuses for Zach, but is it easy to forget he's only 25 and he's never pitched a full – big league season in the majors? Just with how spoiled you guys were with how he performed the first 2 years of his career.
Yeah, I mean we can slice it any way you want, and those are all valid questions. You're right, he still is a young kid, but he spoiled us with his work habits and his preparation. He prepares on the other side of hard, right? I've got a chance to steal that for money, and I know that he is not going to accept any type of an excuse, such as, limited experience, being 25 years old. What separates him is the mindset that he's going to be great and he's a perfectionist. So he's going to get there. And when he gets there, it's going to be locked in for a long time.
Back to you, Steve.
But offensively today, Tori, you guys had some traffic on the bases, but couldn't really kind of get that big hit to break it open.
Yeah, we sure did. We had a couple of key situations, and I'm not sure. I think it was the top of the sixth. We had the bases loaded, maybe second and third. I can't remember exactly what it was. And we got a big hit from Varsh, but we couldn't continue capitalizing and building that inning. It's about creating opportunities, which we did a couple of times. We did capitalize. And I think the approach was okay, maybe a little bit sluggish early after the off day yesterday. So hopefully get back after tomorrow.
More questions for Tori?
All right. Tori, do you happen to have...
I'm sorry, say that one more time. I lost you totally.
No worries. Do you have an update on Rojas by any chance?
I do not, unfortunately. No. No updates. But I'll get that to you guys as soon as possible.
Thanks, Tori.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Tori. We'll be back in a bit, guys.